And good morning. Welcome to KMAN's In Focus. It's a busy Friday, and we begin today with the director of the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau, Karen Hibbard, on her regular monthly visit to KMAN. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you this morning?
You know, I got a lot going on.
It's Friday, and it's September.
You know, it seems to me like there's a lot that goes on in this community in September.
There is. And I just have to say that, you know, it's a buzz. We felt that last week with the opening football game with Kansas State. What a great experience that was for folks that, whether you were at the game or just driving by, to see that filled with purple and just to feel the excitement in the air. But I agree with you that September, Manhattan magic really begins, not only because the students are back and football season is happening, but there's just an excitement about wanting to meet and play in Manhattan, Kansas.
You need to trademark that Manhattan magic phrase.
There you go. I think we could work on that.
I haven't heard that yet. That's perfect.
It is Manhattan magic, so we'll work on that.
But what all do you have in your magic hat?
Well, in our magic hat, I wanted to tell our listeners today, obviously, we've got a football game again this weekend. We kick off at 11, Bowling Green, I believe.
Yes.
And as we celebrate that and bring in those fans to enjoy Manhattan, we wanted to talk a little bit of what else happens when the Cats are away with activities that take place throughout the month of September. And there is a lot going on. I wanted to start with the weekend of September the 14th, just to highlight a couple of things that are taking place. We will be hosting an inaugural conference. The Women of Light conference will be taking place. It'll bring in about 300 women that will be meeting at the KSU Student Union. They'll have a keynote speaker. They'll have a service project. And the purpose of this conference is to renew and refuel women with their source of light. And so to encourage people to interact with one another and to be recharged. So that will be taking place on September the 14th. As well as, you know, it's beginning to be fall, it's beginning to be hunting season, and hunting isn't really specific for just men. There are a lot of women that enjoy the outdoors and enjoy hunting as well. So Tuttle Creek State Park and Kansas Wildlife Parks and Tourism are having a Women on Target clinic. It's an instructional shooting clinic that will be taking place at Fancy Creek Ranch. The space is limited to 36 women, but if you are interested in the outdoors, that's your opportunity to know how to hunt properly. So we encourage you to consider that. Also, on the 15th of September, which is Sunday, it's the Flint Hills Discovery Center Community Day.
Oh, that's always fun.
It's a great opportunity. If you've not had the opportunity yet to go and enjoy all of the offerings at the Flint Hills Discovery Center, we encourage you to go to the Community Day. Celebrate what makes Manhattan unique. You know, we did have done research, and the number one thing that people enjoy doing when they come to Manhattan, Kansas, is they're intrigued with the building, they're intrigued with the information and the activities that go on at the Discovery Center. So here's your opportunity to take advantage of going and seeing and experiencing the Flint Hills Discovery Center. Also on that weekend, we talked a lot about women coming in and having opportunities, but on the 14th and 15th of September, we also are going to be inundated with a lot of youth playing soccer out at Annenberg Park.
Oh, that brings in a whole lot of people, doesn't it?
It brings in a whole lot of people. We've got 40 teams that are coming in, and those teams will be from across the state of Kansas. So be prepared if you want to see the excitement of youth and young legs running and kicking and parents being excited about their kids being in competition, head out to Annenberg Park. You'll be able to see competition at its finest.
Are all those at Annenberg?
All of those are at Annenberg, I believe.
Goodness.
So, yeah, so take advantage of that. So that's the weekend of the 14th and the 15th. Busy time because the Cats will be away.
Yes.
So, And if you have any questions about what is happening in Manhattan, we encourage you to go to our website, which is visitmanhattanks.org.
Okay. All right. Well, the next weekend, it's, you know, we talk about September and it doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop. Actually, the weekend of the 20th and the 21st, if somebody says I'm bored, it's because they just like to say that word. there are so many fun activities that will dovetail within one another that you have a plethora of activities to choose from sprinkled across the community, bringing all different kinds of people and interests and visitors into our community. So allow me to share with you how the weekend begins of the 20th and the 21st. We're going to kick off the weekend on Friday afternoon with the Johnny Caw dedication. And we've talked about that, Dave. If you remember back during National Tourism Week, we were going to celebrate Johnny's birthday once again. And we've had an abundance of rain this year, which I'm grateful for the green grass that we still are enjoying. But it has caused us to delay and delay and delay the construction project of completing the plaza. Well, the Johnny Caw Plaza is done, and we will be celebrating those accomplishments, thanking the people that have made that new plaza and that new photo opportunity accessible. And so at 4:30, we're encouraging our residents to come celebrate Johnny and to say thank you. In fact, I believe you might know Johnny pretty well, personally.
Johnny's a good friend of mine.
That's what I thought that he was.
Yeah, we're pretty tight.
So we encourage people to come. There's going to be some fun activity, 4:30 to 6 o'clock there at City Park. There'll be thank you speeches from the mayor, thanking those folks that have contributed in the construction aspect of it. Ed Klimak has really been a real champion to spearhead that, as well as Commissioner Wynn Butler. We really thank those folks for their dedication and for the belief of the community coming together and dollars being raised in which to make that happen.
Absolutely. That's not an easy project, but kudos to them for their work.
Absolutely. So please come out and thank those folks. There's going to be a Johnny Caw lookalike contest.
Johnny,
you didn't know how many people really wanted to aspire to look like you. So
you still have some of my bobbleheads.
We have a few, very limited. We have 150, and when they are gone, they are gone. And so we encourage people. They will be there, available for sale. They're $15 each. And so we encourage you to come. We also are going to have a fun run. It's not a time run, but Johnny will lead the way. Did Johnny know that he's going to lead the way of that fun run?
Johnny did not. Good luck with that.
Good luck, Johnny. But Johnny will be riding while everybody else gets to run or walk around the park. And again, the purpose of that is to really experience the beauty of a park. And a city park is such a great park where so many activities take place. So as you walk around the park celebrating Johnny and his new plaza, we encourage you to do that. That's on Friday, the 20th and the 21st, on Friday, the 20th of September. That evening, we also are going to have the inaugural Little Apple Classic Car and Barbecue Cook-Off. That is going to be taking place out at the Midwest Dream Car Collection. In front of that, kudos to the Midwest Dream Car Collection in partnership with Visit Manhattan. You are going to be in for a real treat. Those of you that love barbecue and just the smell of how delightful barbecue is as it's on the grill, this is the place that you want to be at.
And the cars.
Yeah. There's going to be live music, cards, food, did I say food, and a Kansas City barbecue sanctioned contest. Currently, we have 23 teams that are coming in to compete.
Oh, really?
We have a team that is from South Dakota that is coming down for that competition. Portion of the funds that will be raised for this at this event will go to the No Stone Unturned Foundation.
Oh, great.
So beginning at 6 p.m., again, Johnny Caw's dedication will be done, so jump in your car, head out west. Beginning at 6 p.m. on Friday, there'll be a barbecue buffet that will be beneficial for the No Stone Unturned Foundation. Then at 6:30, there's a beer tent that will open with regional beers being featured. And then Cade Roth will take the stage to open the entertainment. And Casey Joy, who's a former contestant on the Voice, a Kansan, she will take the stage at 8 o'clock. So a great way to spend a beautiful evening in Manhattan, Kansas. That's September the 20th, Friday the 20th. The barbecue competition isn't over on Friday night. Actually, it's just beginning because those folks will barbecue. Many of them will barbecue all night long. And then the competition begins on Saturday. Again, music will start at 11:30 on Saturday morning with Fake ID, followed by Mike Grimm, and closing out with Denims and Lace. Come and sample People's Choice Award in the afternoon, and the awards will be presented at 3:45. And for more information, you can go to our website, visit ManhattanKansas.org, or you can go to www.littleapplebbq.com.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Barbecue and cars, and I'm there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But we're not done.
Oh, no.
Yes, there's more.
There's more.
On Saturday, September the 21st, Bleeding Kansas Gravel Duro. So, you know, Kansas and our history, that we weren't a real friendly state in the beginnings. But this is a competition, and there's no guns that are involved. This is bike competition. These are bikers that are coming in, bicyclists that are coming in to compete and ride through the Flint Hills of Kansas. It's the second year for this gravel competition. It begins, it's a 50 and 100-mile gravel race throughout the Flint Hills. We encourage you, it starts at 8 o'clock, and those bikers will be taking off from AJ's Pizza, the plaza there, so you can come and you can see the bikers. We have about 200 bikers that are coming in to compete for this. This race has a unique aspect in the fact that it's not based on the overall time, but there are 8 different races. So you and I might be racing one another, Dave,
and that's funny in its own right.
Yeah, it is. You'll be based on those different segments as to what your time is like. There's a King of the Mountain Hill race and 8 other time segments. And again, as I said, the winners are based on their total scores of those time segments. Start and finish is at AJ's Pizza, 8 a.m. start. The 50-mile race, there are 100 riders that will be competing in that. They'll begin to return about 10:30 in the morning, and there will be an award ceremony at 1 p.m. So we encourage our listeners to go down on the 20th. Go down and see the bikers take off, take advantage of the farmers market, enjoy some food, some coffee, and watch those bikers come back in. Again, the 100-mile competitors, they'll begin to return any time in the afternoon from 1 to 5 p.m., and then the award ceremony for those 100-mile trekkers will be at 6 p.m. And you'll find this interesting, Dave. We have a large group of bikers from Emporia that will be coming in. We have a rider coming from Denmark, as well as Illinois, Missouri, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Kansas, Massachusetts, Nebraska, Maryland, Texas, Florida, Oklahoma, Iowa, Georgia, Arkansas, and yes, Canada. So I guess you can say this is an international competition in its second year. We look forward to that continuing to grow.
Oh, my. That sounds outstanding.
Absolutely.
That's the 21st.
That's the 21st,
okay.
And you still have time to sign up. And you can sign up at that at mhkgravelduro.com.
Okay.
And
We're
not done. On the 21st also, Manhattan will be home to Praise Fest. It's the largest free Christian music festival in Kansas. Praise Fest has continued to grow. This is the 11th year for Praise Fest, and it will be out at Seco Park. So we encourage you to go and take advantage of that. It has grown. It was founded in 2011. I'm sorry that this is the eighth year. 2011, 2009?
Yeah, that'd be 8th
year,
yeah.
Sorry. Yes, not the 11th year, 8th year.
It's okay to exaggerate once in a while. That's okay.
There'll be 6 local bands, and the headliner will be, just lost it.
Is that Matthew West that I see, or that's been a past person?
It's 10th Avenue North.
10th Avenue North, okay.
10th Avenue North.
But they've had some great performers
they
in the past.
Have.
We talked about Matthew West. I think he was here last year.
Yes, previous headliners have been Cloverton, Big Daddy Weave, Matthew West, and Colton Dixon. So 10th Avenue North will take the stage at 7 o'clock from 7 to 9 p.m. He is a GMA Dove Award winner. there will be music happening out at Praise Fest all afternoon long. Beginning at 1 o'clock, there is another stage where there will be music being played from 1 to 6 with different bands, as well as an acoustic stage with entertainers as well. So the weekend of the 20th and the 21st, just put on your tennis shoes and run fast, because we have a lot to offer in Manhattan, Kansas.
Yeah. Do you have all this information on all these events on the Visit Manhattan website?
Visit Manhattan website. So we encourage you to go to visitmanhattanks.org, plan your itinerary of what you're going to do and how you're going to spend your time. So
we got just a couple of minutes left here. Let's go over some numbers that you have. It's always good to keep our listeners up to date on occupancy of our hotels in the area, and we seem to be still pretty steady.
Yes, we are. And actually, we are now into September, but I'm always behind time in it's how our reporting comes to us. So I can share with our listeners how we performed through the month of July. Year to date, how we performed, according to our STAR report, we were at a 63.7% occupancy year to date, with the average daily rate being $98.06, and the revenue per room through July was $62.48. Now, month to month for the month of July, our occupancy was at about 60%.
And 60 is kind of like a landmark goal for our hotels.
It is. It is. When we get up to, obviously, we'd like it to be a little higher. But as we get a little higher into that, if we were running 70 to 75%, we'd really be really doing very well. So, again, month to month as to how we compared. In July of 2018, our occupancy was 57.1%. Our occupancy month to month in July in 2019 was 60%. Hmm. So, again, creeping up. Again, it depends, just as we've talked about, all of the activities that are taking place in our community, depending on what's happening in the community. Fills our hotels.
Well, we've talked an awful lot about a lot of different things here this morning. Thanks for coming in and joining us. Give us that website again.
It's visitmanhattanks.org. Dave, I appreciate you, our listeners, and everyone that comes to Manhattan, Kansas. It's a great community to enjoy. We love it when people say, "Oh, Manhattan, what a community. I love this community."
Come for some of that Manhattan magic.
Absolutely.
Right? Karen Hibbard, the director of the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau, joining us here on KMAN's In Focus. We've got more in just a moment.